care facility.
Name and address, please.
Rosemary Barcelona, Three Creek Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
I'd like to say thank you, first of all, for hearing our request today for a special use exception.
Mr. Chairman.
Does that mean yes?
Mr. Chairman wasn't listening to our attorney.
Come on, Barbara.
Thank you.
He's mad on Barbara, I guess I can get it right. I'm sorry for that. I'll turn it right off.
No problem.
Don't make me have you removed from the room.
I don't go with Barbara on anything anymore. I'll turn it right off. I beg your pardon. Please excuse me, ma'am. Go ahead again.
Okay. United Methodist Church in Rehoboth Beach is kindly requesting your consideration for a special use exception to operate childcare operations at the church at 19285 Holland Glade Road. This would include both our current preschool operation, which had been previously operating for approximately 12 years at the 20 Baltimore Avenue site in Rehoboth downtown, and the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware program, which we are proposing to house there starting on June 15th. When the site plans were developed around 2005 and 2006, the building committee at the church felt that they were doing all that they needed to do with planning and zoning and in compliance with what was required as per the regulations. It wasn't until last summer when we started to apply for licensing for both programs that later on in the fall we became aware that the Office of Child Care Licensing would not accept the documentation that we were previously given by the Office of Planning and Zoning. On July 31st last year, they gave me a land parcel zoning verification form to give to licensing, which said because there were annotations on the site plans in their office at Planning and Zoning that the preschool was approved as per the site plan, as an example. So we thought we were okay. It turns out OCCL is not accepting this documentation. So they've asked us to come before you to get approval for the special use exception for childcare. We have approximately 100 families that are making use of our preschool operation, and we currently have approximately 80 families now that have enrolled their children for a summer day camp program with the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware that is supposed to start on June 15th. There are a lot of folks counting on this. Last summer, we had a constituency group come together from the community to show interest in the need and demand for the Boys and Girls Club type operation. The church carefully considered the request. We went through a lot of internal processes to try to get that approved with our church council, etc. And inasmuch as it is very much consistent with our mission and ministry to help serve the community and outreach into the community to help families in the community, we went ahead and approved the notion to open up or allow a Boys and Girls Club at the church. In fact, when we built the new building, we built a special education wing dedicated for programs of this nature. So it was always our intention to do that. I'm not quite sure, I wasn't involved at the time, but I'm not quite sure how this piece of it fell through the cracks during the initial planning process. Have worked with Mr. Lank and his folks, and they've given me their best advice for us to appear before you today to request a special use exception. So we would kindly like your consideration.
The standard for granting such a request, special use exception, is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
excuse me.
hate to tell you this, but we've been operating the preschool for a year now. We have across the street state-owned land. To the right, we have woods that back to the bike trail. We have Mr. Corrado owns a parcel that borders Route 1. We haven't heard any, you know, objections from anyone. We've been supportive of their efforts also in getting rezoning as well. Our primary goal is to serve the families in our community. And I don't believe that we have caused any issues for anyone in the neighborhood. In fact, they're quite anxious, as an example, to get the Boys and Girls Club started because, in fact, their children have really had nowhere to go during the summer. And there will also be a before and after school program in the fall through the end of May. So we thought we were good to go, to be honest with you, until we got involved with licensing and found that they wouldn't accept this other documentation, which I have a copy of if you'd like to take a look at it. But right here on the bottom, it says clearly preschool approved as per site plan, which came from planning and zoning. So we're just trying to do what's necessary to be in compliance.
If we were to approve this, the finding of facts are not final for 30 days after the hearing. So keep that in mind.
We are, the Vice President of Operations for the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware has been in conversation with the folks in planning and zoning, and he's aware of that. We were led to believe that there probably wouldn't be any objectors, but we don't know.
Right.
And that, you know, obviously we have Boys and Girls Clubs in the area, and you're aware of what those programs are, and they're going to be consistent with the same type of offering.
Okay. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
I don't know what else to say, but we would like to proceed, and we would like, if approved, to get whatever type of swift finalization to the documentation as possible. They have requested a provisional license with Office of Child Care licensing, actually pending your approval at this point.
I'm just suggesting that even if the finding of facts were done tomorrow, they wouldn't be final until 30 days after tomorrow.
We understand.
Okay. So you know.
Yes, sir.
And are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has shown that the request will affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,413.
Okay. That was second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 10,413. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Have a great day.